Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Waiters in your grand cafe, leave their tables when you blink. Oh,
welcome back, Junkies on 106. I'm the fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I should clear it up. We're on NBC Sports Washington Plus this morning, because NBC Sports Washington has the Wizards preseason game on in Japan.
Yes.
All right, joining us right now is our pal John Feinstein. He joins us every Friday. Best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Galtham & Tysons and Duke's Golf in Annapolis. They're now part of the worldwide golf shop family. Your two local golf shops will now offer a 90-day satisfaction guarantee and larger selection while continuing to provide great service at both Galtham and Duke's Golf. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
We're doing all right. So one of the big stories in sports is what happened to Tua last night, where he was concussed, coming on the heels of Sunday where it appeared he was concussed. We had a neuroscientist on the show earlier, and he actually thinks, like he was saying, that the coaches and the medical staff, now he did say this was coming from a spot of emotion, that he thought they all should just be fired. Because he saw this coming, and he actually had tweeted about it before he took the field last night.
Yeah, you know, we still don't know as much as we need to know about concussions and how to deal with it. And there, of course, there's been a lot more caution in recent years, especially since the movie Concussion came out and embarrassed the NFL. But I don't know enough. I'm certainly not a doctor. I didn't stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. But when you see a guy who has a concussion and he's coming back and playing football 4 days later, you have to wonder about it. Because what we seem to know is you don't recover from concussions that quickly. No matter, you know, there's really no such thing as a mild concussion. There are concussions, and then there are really bad concussions. So, I've seen a replay. It looked pretty damn scary. They're now saying he's going to come home from the hospital today, I guess.
Although, I think he flew back with the team.
He flew back with the team.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. One of the things I do know about concussions is you're not supposed to fly.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
So I'm baffled.
But did you see the Sunday incident where he went down and, you know, the guy that we had on the show is a PhD and has studied this, said there were four obvious telltale signs that it was a concussion because he grabbed his head, he shaked his head around like, you know, clearing the cobwebs, he fell backwards and he had to be helped to be picked up the second time.
Right.
Who do you think ultimately is culpable? Would you put any culpability on the coaching staff if he indeed did pass all the protocols from the doctors on the sidelines?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if the doctors, that's what you pay the doctors for. If the doctors say he passed all the protocols, then it's not really on the coach for putting him back in the game. Now, that said, how in the world, based on the symptoms you just described and on the hit that we all saw, can he not have had a concussion? And if he had a concussion, then he can't go back in the game. He can't.
It tells you that the protocols then aren't good enough.
Exactly. Exactly. They're still not good enough. They've been improved. They've been tightened. You know, I remember when I was doing the quarterback book a few years ago, Joe Flacco took a really bad hit in a Thursday night game against the Dolphins, ironically enough. And they didn't clear him. It was a Thursday night game. It was fortunate for the Ravens. He did not go back in the game, and he wasn't cleared to play until like the following Thursday. And it was a quote unquote relatively mild concussion, but he had a concussion and he didn't practice for a week or play again in that game. It was in the first half.
I mean, this was obviously a big topic, big issue last week after the Buffalo game. It's going to grow by 100 times.
Sure it is, especially because I'm betting that your doctor is not the only one who's going to come out and say things like this, that it's going to be an issue for the Dolphins and the NFL.
You know what's so sick about it is we had this guy on, and it's just like his whole life, right? The guy that's the founder of this center or whatever for concussions, got a PhD in it and everything. And he says there's really no, like, brain scan or anything that shows, you know, and when they do these CTE tests, you got to be dead before they can find it. It's, like, it's kind of terrifying that while it looks obvious to us, there's no, like, hardcore objective way beyond just, like, stumbling and that kind of thing. You know what I mean? They can't just do a MRI and see, oh, swelling in the brain.
That's what I mean about how there's still so much we don't know.
Yeah.
About concussions, that we've made a lot of progress. I remember, I think it was 2007, I was doing a magazine piece on Roger Goodell, and I went to interview him, and it was basically a puff piece, and he was always a good interview. And after I had written the piece, but it was a magazine that had a long lead time, and the New York Times came out with the first stories about CTE. And I went back to the PR guy, and I said, hey, can I ask Roger a couple questions about this story? And he got furious with me. This is a non-story. The Times is just trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. Roger's not talking to you about this. Well, what that told me, especially as things got worse, and then after concussion came out, was the NFL was scared of this right from the start.
They knew. They had to know.
They had to know, exactly right. And they probably knew for years. And so, again, you know, are they doing enough? And they, of course, claim they're doing enough. But, you know, when the NFL says tomorrow is Saturday, I assume it's Sunday.
Yeah. Well, just for Miami, not that this is important, but now they're going to have to rely on Teddy Bridgewater. They're 3-1 now, and their schedule over the next 6 weeks isn't exactly daunting. A lot of winnable games, and Bridgewater can probably win a few of those, but who knows?
Teddy Bridgewater is a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, who knows when Tua is coming back, but the schedule does allow them to win some of these games with a backup.
Yeah, yeah, and again, he's probably one of the better backups in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're right, relative to the story of Tua's health, this isn't as important, but for Dolphin fans, it certainly is. And for the Dolphins themselves, they want to keep winning games. They're off to a great start.
John, I hope you have your alarm set for about 9:20 a.m. Sunday morning so you can wake up and watch the Saints and the Vikings kick off early from London. Because I know you're going to do that.
I don't have an alarm. I usually wake up on my own. And I had to get up at 6 a.m. on Monday because this is kind of cool. I went to New York to be interviewed by Spike Lee.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, he's doing a documentary on Kaepernick with Kaepernick's cooperation, and he wanted to interview me for Raise a Fist, Take a Knee.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wake up at 6. I had asked Chris, because she gets up real early, to wake me. I was up at 5:50 before Chris woke me up. So
isn't that weird how that works?
Yeah, my body's always been that way. Yeah.
How was your experience with Spike?
I got to tell you, the whole thing was fantastic. They treated me wonderfully, got me parking right in front of the building, which in Brooklyn is crucial. Spike could not have been, you know, when we were introduced, I said, Mr. Lee, it's nice to meet you. He said, please, call me Spike. And he was, you know, he asked good questions, interviewed me for about an hour, probably make 30 seconds of the doc if I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But the bonus was that Tommy Smith was there. And I interviewed Tommy Smith for Raise a Fist, Take a Knee on the phone, but I'd never met him. So it was very cool to meet him too. It was really a cool day.
Exhausting. I can't quite remember from your book, Raise a Fist, Take a Knee. You had a Tommy Smith story. Did it have to do with Brent Musburger? I might be conflating stories.
No, you're absolutely right. In 68, when Smith and Carlos, did their Black Power salute, on the award stand in Mexico City, Musburger was a columnist for the Chicago American. And he wrote a column ripping them for what they did. He called them, among other things, black-skinned stormtroopers. And said, how dare they, paid their expenses paid for by the USOC, do that? And, of course, the expenses were paid by the USOC because they were really good and were going to win medals for the U.S. It wasn't an act of charity by any means. And I actually reached out to Musburger, because Musburger has never publicly apologized. And I reached out to him, and I texted him, and I said, I'm writing this book, and I'm writing about the incident with Smith and Carlos and about your column. I'd like to talk to you about it. So he wrote me back and sent me a photo of him, Tommy Smith, and Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders.
Right.
Because, he does some work for the Raiders now. Musburger does.
Sure.
And So I said, geez, now I'm even more interested. What happened? And he said something about, I really have a lot of respect for Tommy Smith's mother. And I said, did you apologize? Can we talk? And he wrote back and said, I've been thinking since I got your text, maybe I should write my autobiography. Maybe it's time for that. Never heard from him again. So when I got Tommy Smith on the phone, I asked him about the picture, and he said, he and Mark Davis are friends, more from the time in Oakland because he went to San Jose State than Vegas. But he was in Vegas for a speaking thing, and Mark asked him if he would go to lunch, go to dinner with him and Brent Musburger. And he said, sure, why not? And he said when they got in the room, they took the picture, and then he said to Musburger, what was the deal with that column? And he said Musburger came over and started crying on his shoulder. And said, I had to do it. I would have been fired if I didn't do it. I had to take care of my family. But he never said the words, I'm sorry. So that was the story in the book.
All right. So I know you'll be surprised by this, but we've been talking a lot about Carson Wentz this week. And, of course, previewing the game in Dallas on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Eric has not said this is a code red game, and I would agree with that. But if they lose to Dallas, I think the Tennessee game is a code red game.
I agree.
Yeah, because Tennessee's not very good.
Right, and Tennessee will be playing in Indy this week. But they do have Derrick Henry. But let's just start with Wentz. First of all, sacked 9 times last week. He's going to face another really aggressive front seven with Micah Parsons. They're going to come after him. How are you feeling on Wentz's performance through 3 weeks, and then what do you think about the game on Sunday?
Well, Wentz hasn't been very good, except really for the fourth quarter against Jacksonville. And they were fortunate to win that game, and Jacksonville turns out to be better than I thought they were, at least the last 2 weeks. But the issues that were problematic for Wentz in Philly and Indy seem to be cropping up again. The 9 sacks were not 100% the line's fault. It's concerning for the line, but it's also concerning for Wentz. I think Scott Turner needs a game plan, because you're right about the Cowboys rush, with a lot of 3-step drops and draws and trying to do stuff where Wentz doesn't have to sit back in the pocket and hope somebody gets open. And the other thing about this week, a story about Terry McLaurin not being targeted hardly at all in the first half, that's baffling. That's coaching. That's not Wentz. That's coaching. Why aren't you targeting him more often? Even if it's just a quick out to get the ball in his hands somewhere in space. And did you guys see the stat that was in the Post that since Rivera got here, they've been down 20-0 or worse in the first half, seven times?
They get smoked a lot.
No, a
under
lot.
Rivera.
Like more than a third, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty high number.
What the heck is that about?
I don't think
it's a stat we can understand, but it's weird. But I do think they have a chance, assuming that Dak Prescott is not ready to play, because in spite of what Jerry Jones might say, there's absolutely no competition between Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. There's a reason Cooper Rush has been a backup for 6 years. And he got them the two wins, and that's to his credit and to the team's credit. But I think because Cooper Rush is playing again, Dallas could be vulnerable on Sunday.
Well, the one thing that Cooper Rush is doing, and we talked about it earlier, is he's getting rid of the ball the second fastest in the NFL. Only Brady's getting rid of the ball quicker than him.
It's something he always is number one.
It's something that Wentz needs to do, as you touched on. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for Washington to pressure him if he's getting rid of the ball in 2.3 seconds every time.
No, that's true. That's true. So, you know, and the other problem with that is that their defensive backfield isn't exactly a bunch of all pros right now.
No.
So there's reason to – I don't know what the spread is because, you know, guys know I don't pay attention to spreads, but it's probably
about three and a half, four.
And there's reason for Dallas to be favored, especially playing at home. But – I the game's winnable. I mean, just about every game in the NFL is winnable.
I agree with you
about it. I think there were two teams, two maybe three teams that lost by double digits last week, and Washington was one of them. So most games are close. Most games are winnable. You know, you see teams that have no chance against someone else turn around and win the game. So it's not out of the question to me.
Yeah, but where are you on Rivera? Last question, and we'll let you go.
Well, I've always been mixed on Rivera. I mean, he clearly has pedigree as coach based on his time in Carolina. He coached a team to the Super Bowl. But I haven't seen anything from him that makes me say he's Joe Gibbs. Well, of course, very few people are Joe Gibbs. I think he's an okay coach. That's what I think. I don't think he's a bad coach.
He's not special.
He's not well set. I don't think he's special. And there's some things about him, his relationship with Snyder, that make me uncomfortable, because anybody's relationship with Snyder makes me uncomfortable.
All right, John.
I don't want to single him out. Maybe there are a lot of others I can pick on too.
Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfman Tysons and Duke's Golf in Annapolis, now part of the Worldwide Golf Shop family. Your two local golf shops will now offer a 90-day satisfaction guarantee and larger selection while continuing to provide great service at both Golfman and Duke's Golf. Coming up next, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. And I just put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Van Meter Homes. Who wins on Sunday? Commanders, Cowboys, and then give us the keys to the game if Washington's going to pull it off. Because most people are going to say Dallas is going to win. Home game. Dallas seems to be the better team. They won 12 games last year, even with the backup. Washington's lost their last two. So if Washington's going to win, how are they going to do it? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on NBC Sports Washington Plus this morning because the Wizards are playing on NBC Sports Washington out of Japan. I just saw Taj Gibson hit two threes, and I don't know what he's doing after. After he hits a three, he does like a call me thing, and I don't know the derivation because then I saw the whole bench doing it like they were holding up a phone. I don't know what it means. That seems to be his 3-point celebration, but
he's been around a while.
I can't believe
he's 37 years old.
37.
Been grinding in the league for a long time. Who was good for him?
Oh, he was with the Knicks last year.
All I know
is first year with them.
I'm out on Johnny Davis.
I saw him make a nice pass. They haven't played him.
Here's the thing about Johnny Davis.
No, I know.
He is who he is.
Not
he's,
very
he's
good.
Not, he's not going to be
ball in his hands right
yeah,
now.
He's an unrefined mid-range guy.
He's not going to be explosive. He's a mid-range guy.
He's athletic. But
he's not overly athletic, and he's not going to take over games. He's not.
Offensive moves. He just doesn't.
He's just a mid-range, really good. And he plays hard. Good rebounder for his size.
I like role players, but.
No, you should embrace him. That should be your guy.
I do like role players, but I was hoping for something more. Like I was hoping that we would get the kid Ivy, whatever the name is.
Was drafted number 3.
I know. I would have traded all my players for him. Well, that guy's going to be an absolute monster.
See, that's what happens when you don't have high picks. You pick guys like
when you have the 10th pick.
You pick guys like
I know,
Rui,
but at 10
and
you
Denny.
Hope, at 10 you hope to get more than a role player. But that's just how the draft.
He might be. I'm telling you.
Nah, he's a role player.
He may not have that refined offensive game now, but they have him running basically point on the second team, and he's had some nice passes.
That's probably who he's going to be, a backup.
He's had some nice passes. He plays good defense. I saw him with a couple deflections. He may not put up a 30-point game for you, but anyway, that's why we're on NBC Sports Washington Plus this morning. Wanted to get into the Sunday game between the Commanders and the Dallas Cowboys. We put it up as the Junkies Poll of the Day presented by Van Meter Homes. 229 votes, so early voting has only been up for a couple minutes. 76% have the Cowboys winning. I think that's aggressive. I think, as John Feinstein said, it's the NFL. The Cowboys aren't some sort of juggernaut, and they got a backup quarterback starting.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Mad City Sports tweeted us, Dallas is too hyped up. They're about to lay a turd. Expectations are too high. I could see that. Cooper Rush is getting hyped up, and he's taking care of the football, and he's 3-0 and all these things, but he's a backup quarterback. Washington can win. We want to hear from you, though. 800-636-1067. Look, I'm not picking Washington win, especially based on last week's game. And in particular, you have Dallas's pass rush, which just, I think, generated 24 pressures against Daniel Jones and the Giants, against Washington's banged-up offensive line. On Wednesday, you went through all the guys who weren't even practicing. Mm-hmm. So they're all banged up. Maybe they're going to play, but they just allowed 9 sacks. So that, to me, is the key to the game. Can Washington and Scott Turner figure out a way to protect Carson Wentz? Is it going to be quick passing? Is it going to be running the football more? I don't have full confidence that they will, but I think they certainly can win the game. They're not playing the Chiefs or the Bills.
I just have a hard time believing that you can just tell Carson Wentz to just play quicker. Like, the quickness that he plays with. Like, maybe he can't be more sudden than he is.
They just
like,
have he's been.
Not I think they were longer developing plays.
I hope
more
that's
so
the case.
Than it's just Carson's.
Well,
just,
even
like,
on some
slow
of the shorter ones, he was just so inconsistent and
true.
Inaccurate.
But I think he's going to be better.
Maybe he will.
He's a veteran.
But that's what I was going to say.
This ain't his first rodeo.
He's got to prove it to me. Yeah. All right, he's got to go out there and prove it to me. And it's you just can't be as inconsistent as this offense has been and go down on the road to a team like Dallas, who's got an aggressive defense, and beat them. So prove it to me over four quarters. So until you prove it to me, I'm picking the other team.
Fine. But they're better than what they were last week. That was the bottom of the barrel offensively. They're not going to play 58 minutes and score 2 points on Deron Payne's safety. No. They're way better than that.
They've done that multiple times.
They've done it twice out of three, but they're way better than that. They have too many good weapons. If the coaches are any good at all, and they've all been around, even though Scott Turner's kind of a young coordinator, he's been around. He's not stupid. They're going to perform better this week. I guarantee it. Were they going to win? I have no idea.
The only thing that could happen is if... Look, he has it in his head. He has to, that he's got to get rid of the ball a little quicker. May not have full faith in the offensive line. That combined with inaccuracy could lead to turnovers. Like Carson, for the most part, look, he's got 3 or 4 interceptions this year, but he's taking care of the ball, especially all things considered with the amount of touchdowns he's had.
Well, he had a gross fumble last week. That fumble was gross.
Yes.
It just was. Trying to evade pressure.
It just was.
Well, it's true.
But it certainly was.
He's turned it over 5 times total. 3 interceptions, 2 fumbles, I think, that he's lost. So, yeah, he needs to be better at that. But I think he's going to be better. I think Scott is going to – he is not – these guys aren't stupid. They know exactly what the problem was on every single sack. Every single sack.
Doesn't mean they can solve it.
Sure they can.
But it doesn't mean they're going to.
First of all, they're
going to
have a better center. They're going to have Nick Martin, like a real center, presumably.
He was floating around because no team wanted him.
He's a real center. He's not a converted guard.
Okay, but this is a hypothetical, but what if you pulled a high school center? He's a real center, but he wouldn't be able to stand up.
This guy's a professional. So they're going to have better snaps.
He could be sorry.
All right, I'm just telling you, he's going to be better. I think he's Zach Martin's brother, right? That's all I need to know.
Okay.
He's got silly jeans.
Great jeans.
He might
legit
be.
Legit center.
I think he went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, legit center. Yeah. So that's going to help.
Legit
they're gonna, center. They're going to scheme around it a little bit. They're gonna run the ball more. Now, whether they're successful at that, I don't know.
Well,
you know
Gibson's got
to
be
Turner has to shorten up McLaurin's and Dotson's routes, too, because
they're going
to
do that.
The average depth of target right now for Terry McLaurin is 15 yards.
Right.
For Dotson, it's 13. Those numbers have got to come down.
They're making all those adjustments.
To give Carson a better chance of getting the ball out quicker and evading the rush.
They're doing all that. They should have done, it's going to be a week late.
They better be.
They're going to do it.
They better be.
There's no chance. I'll bet anybody.
What?
That he sacked 9 times again this week.
Wow.
Go out on a limb.
It's an outrageous
number. I mean, there's just no chance.
Go out on that limb.
I mean, it's just not going to happen. It's bounce back.
What would you do, one-sided bet? If Carson Wentz is sacked 9 times against the Cowboys,
I know.
Always like to do. I'll do a show with my pants off. I'll Porky Pig.
I mean, I always think of something sexual.
Okay,
so I don't.
It's always your default.
Maybe I'll
yoga pants. Wear some yoga pants.
Well, I know it would please him. So those electric beads that the chess guys are wearing.
800-636-1067. I do think. Look. They can win if Gibby gives them a big game. Don't fumble. I kind of feel like Gibson with all the
issues. Fumble?
He's kind of due for a fumble. It's week 4.
You know who's betting?
I can see this game going disastrously with just a bunch of turnovers from Washington. It's on the road. Or, they hang in there. I don't see Washington blowing
them out.
The guy
who's got an uptick in the offense is McKissick. His numbers have ticked up the last 2 weeks. I wouldn't be
shocked.
But
that's because they were trailing in this game.
Okay, but also, if you want short routes close to the line of scrimmage, kind of like what Samuel is doing, you get McKissick more involved.
Yeah.
I don't think Logan Thomas has been involved very much at all.
He hasn't done a ton.
He hasn't done much. And Wentz loves tight ends, too. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's because he's just not open. Or
I feel like Bates, all the preseason talk, how great he was going to be. He's got one catch.
No, he's got two, but he's
a blocker. Yeah.
He's more of a blocking guy.
Who cares about him?
Oh, no, I was thinking the other guy. Is the other
Cole
one?
Turner. He hadn't played yet.
Gotcha.
He hadn't really played yet.
Right.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm cautiously optimistic. I truly believe this game's going to be competitive. If it's not competitive, it's another dud. That's bad. Really bad.
Ron, you're on notice.
Really
you're
bad.
Officially on notice.
But this is going to be a lot more competitive game.
Should be. You're facing a backup quarterback. And they're only scoring, what, 15 points a game so far?
Yes.
The Cowboys?
They haven't been super prolific. It's a stout defense.
They've won because of the defense.
But I think Cooper Rush is solid, though. I mean, I think the fact he's getting rid of the ball in 2.36 seconds is a huge testament to
him. He's been solid, but he's not Dak Prescott with 37 touchdowns a season.
He's efficient, and he's got a decent connection with CeeDee Lamb and Noah Brown. He gets the ball to those guys, and they're going to lean heavily on Zeke and Pollard throughout the game. Why wouldn't they?
Cut this up for Sunday. All right, who's up?
What do you want? Oh, to use? Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, they're trying to get us to do that bit again? Yeah. I'm busy. I got to drive. Let's go to JD, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, I'm telling you, this is our bounce back game. We're certainly going to be a lot more competitive.
Bickle's calling a win on it.
I'm not calling a win, but I'm calling it a much more competitive, certainly with a chance to win in the fourth quarter. Not going to be the dud that we've seen in the last two, especially first halves. JD, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yo, what's up?
So I agree. You know, I'm driving to work, and I'm listening to you guys talk, and I feel like this is going to be a bounce-back game. We need it. The city needs it. I think Carson's going to show up. I think the offensive line, I think there's going to be a lot of, jet sweeps and, moving the pocket.
Yes.
And just that quick pass game, Turner's going to get it together. And I just feel like it's going to be a bounce back week for us. And we got the new uniforms coming out. I feel like this is going to be a bounce back game.
I do like me some uniform talk. By the way, last night
they're going to play better because they've got new uniforms on.
The Tua injury.
It's always a factor.
The Tua injury last night overshadowed the amazing alternate uniforms that the Bengals broke out for Thursday Night Football.
You like the white?
The all whites is a great look for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, people like the helmet.
The helmet, they did the midfield logo, black and white, the end zone's black and white. They did it right. And the Commanders stink on Sunday, they're going to look good in the black unis with the black helmets.
Yeah.
They will look good.
Black.
They may not play very well, but they
They're going to play better. Good. The weapons, and I mean it, are too good.
No, the offense should play better. While we were talking,
the weapons are too good.
The basketball game turned into Logan Paulson breaking down film, and he was showing a couple of plays of Carson Wentz just missing wide open receivers.
Definitely.
Not even his throws, he's taking his drop, and there's a guy 10 yards directly in front of his vision. He chooses to go elsewhere.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
Listen. This is not his first rodeo. This is not his third year in the league. He's played 88 games in the NFL. All right. He's seen it all. He's had horrible games before. He's going to bounce back.
All right. Show me. Prove it to me.
I'm confident.
It's the prove it week.
All
for Carson
the stuff
Wentz.
That we accuse them of not adjusting to, they've had a full week to figure out and game plan. I fully expect to see a much more competitive game. We're going to win. Who knows? I mean, I would say Dallas is favored. They're probably better. But I think we're going to be right in this one.
Another thing to be worried about now, they shorted up last week. We thought that the Eagles were going to try and pound the football against them, and Washington was able to slow down the run. But they're going to have a challenge with the two backs in Zeke and Pollard.
I would do the same
this
thing.
Week.
Do the same thing.
All right, Bickle. Matt from Andrews Air Force Base, I think he agrees with you.
Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I was at the game against the Eagles. I was thinking the same thing you guys were. I thought it was going to be Jalen and Sanders, just option, short RPO stuff. But watching it back, I really think that if we want to get a good bounce back, I know like you're saying, the two backs, we have to make it into a shootout because Cooper Rush is really just a game manager. He's not really that guy that I would trust going into the fourth to get you 75 yards only through the air. So I think what we need to do, like you said, is get that run down. And if we can't, the offense just needs to air it out to more mid-range first down plays to keep us on the field rather than take it all on third down for long plays. Appreciate it.
Well, kind of have to default to shootouts anyway because the defense is horrible. So that has to be kind of in the back of Scott Turner's mind as he's calling plays.
Yeah,
he knows he's going to be down by a certain amount. He knows that his offense has to try to keep pace.
Coming up next, we will go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, give you some of the top matchups this weekend and more here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies Company live on 106.7 The Fan. Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas. We'll start with last night's game. We've talked a lot about it this morning. Front and center was Tua's injury, but the Bengals improved to 2-2. With the win, they started off the year winless at 0-2, and they've now won their last two, and Joe Burrow seems to be finding a rhythm, had two touchdown passes in the game, including one to Hayden Hurst.
Mm-hmm.
Nice find at tight end. So nice win for the Bengals as they get to 500.
Cakes, the thing that kind of concerns me, having both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on my team in multiple leagues.
You're double dipping in multiple leagues?
No, I have them. I had just have them. Oh, okay. I have Waddle in two leagues and Hill in another. You. But now with Bridgewater there, and I think Tua's going to be out for a while.
It looks that I would guess
now
that's
he did,
the case.
Now, Tyreek still had 10 catches for $160. Didn't score, but obviously he had the targets. Waddle, I know he had the groin issue, still went, but didn't do much. Just kind of worries me that the next 3 or 4 weeks, those numbers will probably decrease.
Maybe they lean a little bit more on Mostert in the running game. Right. He had 15 carries last night. Chase Edmonds is kind of weird. Like, I thought he would have a bigger role. Now, he's got a bigger role in the passing game.
He did score.
That's true.
And
but only five carries for 6 yards. So you mentioned Tua. That was obviously the biggest story from last night, that Tua, who appeared like he was concussed on Sunday in their win against the Bills, played yesterday and then certainly was concussed in this game. He had the fencing response, was on the field for 10 minutes before a stretcher took him off, taken in an ambulance to the hospital. Apparently did fly back with the team. We had Chris Nowinski on the show earlier, a neuroscientist. If you missed it, hit that rewind feature on the app on Odyssey, because very interesting. he said before the game that there's no way that Tua should have been on the field. And it certainly appears that way in retrospect.
It seems like he got rushed back on the field. He suffered another injury. And hopefully now the team takes their time with him and lets him heal.
I don't think you're going to see him on the field for minimum a month.
I think a month, yeah, minimum.
Couple other stories to give you before I give you some of the intriguing matchups for the weekend. So Kyler Murray signed that huge deal in the offseason, and for at least a week there was like a clause that he had to study more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then apparently they took the clause out of the contract.
I think he needs to study more.
You're buying in.
I would put that provision back in the contract.
Kingsbury needs to study more too.
He might need to as well.
You wouldn't believe some of the play calls.
Well, former running back LeSean McCoy went on a podcast, the I Am Athlete Tonight podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And McCoy was asked about Murray, and he said, he's trash, overhyped, overrated. He plays like a high school player, runs around, runs backward. He does a circle, the ballerina circle, then goes left, goes right, turns all the way around again, then looks for a wide receiver. That's not how you play quarterback. And then he was asked why he should get criticized for freestyling when somebody like Patrick Mahomes does that, who he played with. He says, he ain't Mahomes. Let me tell you about Mahomes real quick. The majority of Mahomes' passes are based on timing. Third step, hit, boom, balls out. Fifth step, boom, balls out. Now, sometimes he goes off script. We all can do that. Not every pass. Every pass, Murray is holding the ball. Let's make a miracle. Every game he's played, watch him play. It's really embarrassing, to be honest. Like, who's coaching this kid?
I can never unsee this when I watch Kyler Murray run. Somebody a few years ago said he looks like...
Little small steps?
No, said he looks like a toddler that has stolen his parents' phone and is running around with it. Every time I see him in the football, I have that visual in my brain. And look, he can get out of jams from time to time, but he's getting himself into more trouble than...
The thing that's frustrating about watching him is when he gets bounced out of the pocket, he's rarely looking, for whatever reason this year, he's rarely looking to run downfield. He is running backwards.
I don't understand.
And he's circling, he's running backwards, and he ends up throwing the ball out of bounds or throwing the ball short for an intentional grounding. He's not being aggressive in running the ball.
He's one of four or five guys.
He almost had 1,000 yards a few years ago.
To have that skill set where if something breaks down, he can use his legs as a weapon. But for whatever reason, Cliff Kingsbury, and within the current offensive structure, is not utilizing it. It's weird.
It's a small sample size, though. Three games. Mm-hmm. On the year, three touchdowns, one pick, quarterback rating 82. But if you looked at his previous three seasons,
I don't care about
he had been
those.
Ascending.
I care about what he's doing now.
Okay, but his quarterback ratings went from 87 to 94 to 100. He went from 20 touchdowns with 12 picks to last year, 24 touchdowns, just 10 picks. Like, I think he's going to be fine.
Well, this is
LeSean McCoy hates him, clearly.
Right, they're not
but
buddies.
I think he's going to be fine.
But remember last year, he got off to a... good start.
Great start.
Yeah. And down the stretch, he just didn't play well.
Mm-hmm.
They lost 4 out of 5 to end the year, and he just wasn't good. And that's kind of carried over to this year. And they were terrible in the playoffs against the Rams. He was terrible. He threw two picks. So it's kind of carried over from the last 5 or 6 weeks from last year. If that, you know, Bickle says this is not a code red game for the Commanders, I think this is kind of a code red game for the Cardinals in Carolina, because they play the Eagles the following week.
They're doing the in-season Hard Knocks. I'm kind of intrigued to watch it to see what's going on.
Starts November
8th. The Arizona Cardinals.
I'm going
to watch it.
I need to watch that.
I thought it was going to be the Lions.
No, I need to see those inner workings, see what's going on.
No, the in-season is a different
team. That's great.
That teaser they showed of Cliff Kingsbury just staring at his computer screen like last month, it kind of makes a lot of sense now, because I don't know if he knows what he's doing.
All right, a couple of intriguing matchups this weekend in the NFL. We'll start with some 1 o'clock games. Game that's interesting for the Commanders on a couple of fronts. The Titans at the Colts. The Titans will be their next opponent after the Dallas Cowboys. They also have the Colts on the schedule. And, of course, there's the inevitable Matt Ryan versus Carson Wentz comparison. So
he's got that.
You want to peer in?
That's my Super Bowl.
Titans at Colts, 1 p.m., this one doesn't seem to be intriguing, except both teams are 2-1. The Bears play the Giants. Dreadful game, but one of those teams, unless there's a tie, is going to be 3-1.
That seems like a game that could end in like a 3-3 tie.
The Giants, I mean, they've got to beat the Bears.
Is this in New York?
It's in New York.
Okay.
I mean, Barkley's going to get a ton of touches.
Saquon has been, he's been on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way to put it.
If you're 3-1, though, you can go the rest of the year 6-7, and you're at 9 wins.
Yeah.
Here's my big question. Now, this is fantasy related. It just is. It just is. There it is again. I have to get
it. Man, he nailed you. He's in your head, dude.
Big John. It's the worst.
Big John.
All right, what is?
Can Kadarius Toney ever step on the field?
That's such a fantasy nugget,
though. It is, but it's frustrating. And if I'm frustrated, you know Brian Daboll and the coaching staff, not only frustrated by him, also frustrated by Kenny Galladay.
Fantasy-wise, though.
It's not just a fantasy nugget. Think about it.
No, it's on the field. I get it.
If he was a Washington Commander and you drafted Kadarius Toney in the first round a couple years ago, and he just never sees the field.
You mean kind of like Tommy Brown?
Yeah. But see, Tony's not on the sideline because he can't play. It's because he's always hurt.
He's always banged up. And
he's
got an attitude issue.
He's got an attitude.
He's out of favor with the coaching staff to the point where David Sills is playing ahead of him, as is Richie James, who I think was either an undrafted guy or like a seventh rounder.
Dave Richards' sleeper.
By the way, Justin Fields has only thrown 45 passes.
I mean, that's shocking.
His completion percentage is 51-1. He's got 2 touchdowns and 4 picks in 3 games.
Matt Nagy knew what he was doing.
Now, the first game, kind of throw that out because it was a huge rainstorm, but 51.1.
How can you have such a pathetic completion percentage when you're not throwing any passes? He should be at like 65%.
Yeah.
You would think.
A couple other games, 1 o'clock. You've got Jags at Eagles. So Eagles are the only undefeated team left in the NFL. 3-0. Jags, of course, surprising us at 2-1 after losing the Commanders in week 1. And then just the biggest game is Bills at Ravens, 1 o'clock.
Yep,
huge matchup between two MVP candidates in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
How's that game not on like Sunday night or Monday night? What's it doing?
Sunday night, you've got Chiefs-Buccaneers.
Okay.
Pretty good matchup.
Rams-Niners.
And then Rams-Niners on Monday night. But yeah, you would think Bills-Ravens would be up there.
I would think that would be your premier matchup for the weekend.
Or at least a 4 o'clock, a 4 p.m. game.
It's getting wasted in the 1 p.m. window.
The 4 p.m. games are Arizona-Carolina, New England-Green Bay, Denver-Vegas, poopy. I'm not interested in any of those.
Don't they only have 3 games in the 4 o'clock window?
Yeah, there's only 3.
Poor scheduling. Poor scheduling by the NFL. Hire me as a consultant.
Have a 9:30 game this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Viking Saints.
Those games are always duds. The games from London, the field.
You get to see your boy Kirky.
I do get to wake up and watch Kirk on a Sunday. That is true. Me and Lindsey John are going to be doing that. Yeah, I can't wait for that. Let's go, Kirk.
Are there any injury issues with the Saints right now? Well, obviously,
Jameis has mispracticed a couple times. Thomas has mispracticed with a foot injury.
Kamara's going to go.
Looks like Kamara's going to be a go, yes. Yep. And on the other side, Dalvin Cook, wearing a shoulder harness, but it looks like he will play.
Oh, really?
He practiced yesterday.
I was going to say, I got picked up Madison for that reason. So it looks like he's going to go.
That is our look around the league with the Junkies. Blitz coming up at 9:45. Don't want to miss it. Bill Roth, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, joins us. Talk a little college football. That's at 9:45 here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.